Good afternoon, and welcome to this week's edition of It Could Be You. I am your host, John S. I'm back with you live in the KABF studio today, and I have got Vicki Henry with Women Against Registry waiting on the phone to give some information about this crucial area of criminal justice reform. Before I get into the program, the interview portion of the day, I do want to give a very, very quick shout out to all of the wonderful people that I met at last Sunday's meeting, including a couple of folks who have been and will again be guests at a far future point in time on It Could Be You. But the talk, the conversation was very, very good. And at all meetings such as that, I think that y'all did accomplish the goal, and that was to get people to think and think rationally. So a very quick shout out, a very great thank you for allowing me to be a part of that meeting. And again, anyone out there listening in, if you want me to give you a special shout out on It Could Be You, you need to let me know. You need to get in contact with the station, KABF, or you need to get in contact with Carla Swanson at Arkansas Time After Time. It could be you, hungry. It could be you who has been in trouble with the law. It could be you who has not only been in trouble with the law, but for one reason or another, maybe for a short time or maybe for years or perhaps even decades, you have, for one reason or another, wound up on a sex offender registry. A lot of attention has started to build momentum to really talk about, to really question the existence of, and to really advocate the need for reform of sex offender laws. And I've got a very, very strong advocate for reform of this area. Now, it's been a while since she's been on the program, but Vicki Henry, are you with me now?
Yes, I am.
Vicki Henry, welcome to this week's edition of It Could Be You. And let's just get started right away. How about talking a little bit about Women Against Registry and how people can get in contact with the acronym you've given yourselves, WAR?
Okay. Women Against thank you for inviting me to be on the show. Women Against Registry advocates for the families who have loved ones on the sex offender registry.
Mm-hmm.
And we are a nationwide organization.
Mm-hmm.
And we do advocate for abolishment of the registry, and so that's what we push for. It's a very controversial topic
with
people because they can't even imagine it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, and people can go to our website at womenagainstregistry.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or .org, either one.
Mm-hmm.
And get information there. We also have other social sources that they can go to.
Well, there are going to be some people out there who might not have access, ready access to the internet. Is there a mailing address for WAR?
Yes. people can mail to our post office box,
mm-hmm.
which is Women Against Registry.
Uh-huh.
Post Office Box 463, Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D,
mm-hmm.
Missouri, M-O,
mm-hmm.
63010.
And I know that there are several telephone contact numbers, but maybe the one that they would want most to know about would be the 24-hour line.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have the our 800 number,
mm-hmm.
is 800-311-3764,
mm-hmm.
and the first extension is for the support line. then the second extension is mine, and then it goes to other directors.
Mm. Okay. Now, WAR, I know, has joined forces with a number of other groups that are advocating criminal justice reform, particularly when it comes to the controversial sex offender issue, the whole sex offender registry. Would you care to give out the name a couple of examples of groups that WAR's been working with or is partnered with?
Well, we have done several collaborations with Janice Bellucci's organization, mm-hmm. Alliance for Constitutional mm-hmm. Sex Offender Laws, or mm-hmm. she calls it the Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
And recently...
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, and for full disclosure, you and Janice Bellucci both were on this program not too mm-hmm. long ago. Go ahead.
No, that's right. We were. And, we do work closely together, and our organizations mm-hmm. do too, so...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you talk about working closely together the need, I would imagine, for volunteers for war is there, as it is with so many of these other organizations. So mm-hmm. So if someone is listening out there, Women Against Registry, that sounds like a group I'd like to volunteer for. Well, maybe there's a couple of things. Well, for one thing, you're the person you're talking to. I'm not a woman, but would I still qualify to be a volunteer?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we've had that question many times,
mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough.
Mm-hmm.
The concept of Women Against Registry was originally developed by a gentleman,
mm-hmm.
and people will find out more about that at our conference.
Uh-huh.
But we do have programs. Anybody can help in the background
mm-hmm.
or in just about any way that they would like to.
Well, do they have to be on the registry? Do they have to be the family members of someone who's on a registry?
To help, no.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's just family members, supporters, like-minded advocates,
mm-hmm.
and that kind of thing. But we have a snail mail campaign that we've had, for some time,
mm-hmm.
and our senior advisor, runs that now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's our way of reaching out to registrant families
mm-hmm.
across the nation. And sometimes they hold on to the material that we send them because we send them a brochure and a letter of introduction.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they hold on to that for some length of time. We had a guy from Arizona that had held on to it for a year before he could bring himself to call and see if it was for real.
Mm-hmm. Now, and so anyone who would like to volunteer, basically they just need to pick up the phone or go online and say, mm-hmm. well, here I am, how can I help?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, they can send something to contact@womenagainstregistry.com,
mm-hmm.
and we answer those, and or they can call.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people are surprised when I pick up the phone, but I'm very accessible.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, now talking of accessibility, there may be some people out there who, for one reason or another, well, I don't know. I've got a pretty full plate, but if I can't volunteer, could Women Against Registry use a donation of some kind?
Yes, we can always use. We're an all-volunteer organization.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is on a voluntary basis.
Mm-hmm.
I do this seven days a week,
mm-hmm.
12, 14 hours, sometimes more a day.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, people can make tax deductible donations.
Okay.
We are a 501c3 mm-hmm. and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine that non-cash donations are also going to be welcome. You were talking about the snail mail campaign.
Yeah.
So if someone stopped by and had a roll of forever stamps, that could be another kind of donation to war.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Envelope, mm-hmm. stamps,
office
anything
equipment,
like
anything.
That.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you say that you're really, really busy, sometimes 12, 14 or more hours, okay? I'm going on the assumption that a very great deal of this has to be with regular Women Against Registry events, like you have meetings on a regular basis. You might have some meet and greets coming up. What are some of the regular events that you'd like for people to know about war?
Well, we... we don't always stick to the regular events, but we have started care groups.
Mm-hmm.
We've had those for, maybe 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And We have some meet and greets. Mm-hmm. And as you said, we did like 6 meet and greets at various capitals mm-hmm. across the nation. Mm-hmm. We hope to start that again at some other capitals. Mm-hmm. And the method in that is to get some of our folks involved mm-hmm. and also teach them how to talk with the legislators that we invite, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and to go and make appointments and go and see their legislator.
Gotcha.
And we will go with them.
Now, would they be able to find the information about events and other things on your website? Well, let me just put it this way. Mm-hmm. A first-time visitor to the WAR website, what are some of the things, what are some of the categories that mm-hmm. they would find, including, say, notices about upcoming meetings?
Okay. There is an events section so people can see that.
Uh-huh.
Some of them are open events. Some of them are just closed, you know, events that are up there for people to see, to know that we are meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We do have the Scarlet Letter Echo, which uh-huh. we have an awesome mm-hmm. Author for that. And we just published something today, mm-hmm. so you can go and check it out on lepers. And very interesting.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And I, in looking over your website, I see that you also have a category dedicated to, let me see here, legal news.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, we do. We do have state and federal decisions,
mm-hmm.
And we also have 7 state websites that are built off of ours,
uh-huh.
and so we have, you know, information that's populated there specific to the state issues.
Well, giving a couple of examples of these more state specific websites, just for the heck of it.
Okay. Well, we have one in Nevada.
Uh-huh.
We have one in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
We have one in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, where else? We have one in Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to think off my head the other ones.
Florida, I think.
We do have 7.
Yes, we do have Florida.
I'm
okay.
sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And
mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, no, and so, you know, we do get people interested from the state sites as
mm-hmm.
well as the national sites. So we're trying to cause a
mm-hmm.
kind of like a ripple effect,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the state saying, here's your information.
Mm-hmm.
And we have other things. We have like we have a forum there.
Right.
You can tell your stories
right.
there.
Mm-hmm.
We have studies there, like Carl Hansen studies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we have resources and things like that. We will be putting some more attorney links on there soon.
Ah, okay. And in this day and age, the website, your entire organization, all organizations that are dealing with this aspect of criminal justice reform, the concept as well as the use of what even could loosely be described as fake news. You're just not going to find any fake news on any of these sites. In talking with you, in talking with Axol, in talking with some of these other organizations.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're talking about maybe the false narrative, the myths.
You got it.
Like that.
You
yeah.
got it.
So
mm-hmm.
we have several things that I see because I get news feeds all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But we have several things that are misleading, and I thank Ira and Tara Elman every day for the Frightening and High study that they did, because I have sent it so many places,
mm-hmm.
and media, legislators, it doesn't matter. And I encourage everybody else to do that, because that can be a part of their personal advocacy.
Well, now you're just getting into
I know
into strange territory, because you got to know that one's a pedophile, always a pedophile.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's the part of the myth, of course. And mm-hmm. we quote some of Jill Levinson's studies, and there's right. so many studies out there.
Yeah, and that's the key. So many mm-hmm. studies. That's the key mm-hmm. right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are. And so it's just like, you know, the residency restrictions. Mm. Janice has got a bunch of those knocked down. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if I'm a registrant and I'm not allowed to be within 1,000 feet of a school, mm-hmm. then, okay, so then that's fine. I'll live 1,000, then 10 feet mm-hmm. from a school. Mm-hmm. But if the propensity is there, then it doesn't matter the distance. But when you isolate people and you constrict them so much mm-hmm. that they mm-hmm. give up hope, mm-hmm. then, you know, sometimes people will just, they just give up themselves.
Well, you a couple of evenings ago, I was talking with someone who I found out is on the registry here in the state of Arkansas, mm-hmm. that the constriction so much that he basically said that if anything really bad happened, like if he was pressured out from where he's been living quite legally for a number of years, if things just really all began to crowd around him, he had his out. He said he was going to commit a new offense that would put him into federal penitentiary, and that way he would be well protected. He would be in a kind of an oddball kind of sense of security for the rest of his life.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I've heard that, you know, on our support line mm-hmm. and meeting people face to face. I have heard that because they feel, you know, safer, and people don't understand mm-hmm. unless you've had it happen in your family uh-huh. that when somebody knocks on the door, mm-hmm. you don't go and throw the door open.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You just don't.
That's
so,
it. That's it.
You know, you look out the peephole, you look out the whatever, because, you know, there's people that get shot through a door.
Yes, so, indeed. And like that horrible case in South Carolina a few years ago that you had this mm-hmm. pair of vigilantes mm-hmm. who were searching for mm-hmm. people on the list, and they found the man and his wife just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time, and that's the only reason we're going to kill both of you, that mm-hmm. he's on the list and you're around to see it.
Yeah, and it was Charles and Gretchen Parker, mm-hmm. and they shot and stabbed them to death, and mm-hmm. him, of course, because he was on the registry, mm-hmm. and her because she happened to be home.
That's it.
And then they had other names in their pocket when the law enforcement folks caught up with them.
And they wanted to kill as many as possible before they were caught.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, and then the incident in Washington.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. People don't, you know, those things don't get the high profile, hysteria.
Well,
And something else does.
And that's something that that so many people who are concerned with criminal justice are trying to make aware mm-hmm. that, yes, there is the hysteria, and that's one of the worst things that mm-hmm. you can have clinging to you when you're thinking about or when you're trying to actually accomplish mm-hmm. Criminal justice reform. Now, one thing that I recently read about, and I really want you to talk about this, okay, that you joined with other groups, notably Families Against Mandatory Minimum, and you took your arguments, you took your presence, if you will, all the way to Washington, D.C. recently.
Yes, that mm-hmm. that was exciting. Last mm-hmm. week we went, and part of the reason that we did that uh-huh. Is because FAM's vision mm-hmm. of registrants or sex offenders mm-hmm. was possession of child pornography.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so it's like, no, there's more to it than that.
Right.
But anyway, so it was exciting to go mm-hmm. and meet with their staff and meet with some of the other people that had come in for the rally from different states and hear their horrible stories.
Well, how were you all received? FAM, WAR, all of the groups, how were you all received mm-hmm. when you're actually in the Capitol?
Well, when we're out and about, mm-hmm. we're usually received well. Mm-hmm. And reading people, I'm fairly good at reading people, and mm-hmm. I can tell, you know, what's going on in their head. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, but it was good. And then we also, I don't know if anybody is part of our organization gets our blast, but we. I also talked with two legislators mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and Representative Bobby Scott, mm-hmm. who has been one of our proponents for years. Mm-hmm. And I talked to him about being at our event next year. And then Rand Paul was there, and there were several other legislators and things. So it was important to mm-hmm. let the people at FAM know mm-hmm. and their members know mm-hmm. that how many people are on the registry, 904,000, mm-hmm. and a little bit about all of the offenses and the young people, the young kids.
And how easy it can be mm-hmm. for a person yes. to wind up on the registry.
Yeah. Yeah, they realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, about how many people turned out? Or let me start out with this. How many participants in the FAM rally, the march, how many were there to spread the word?
Mm-hmm. Well, in all, with FAM and the other, our organization, mm-hmm. that we had, there were some CURE National people there,
right.
some CURE DC people.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was about 250 or so.
Wow.
There was people that were there at the rally site, mm-hmm. and there were people that were huddled under trees nearby mm-hmm. because it was very, very hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the organization that sponsored the event, the foundation. Mm-hmm. Was actually at a little ways away mm-hmm. doing taped interviews with people.
Okay. Now, CURE, just again for full disclosure, Citizens United for the Rehabilitation of Errants, and they too have been mm-hmm. a guest on this program.
Mm-hmm.
About how many people turned out to talk with WAR, with CURE, with all of the participants? Was there a pretty good crowd, pretty steady crowd?
Well, there was people, you know, moving around and coming mm-hmm. and going mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. And there were people, you know, there that came and talked to us.
Mm-hmm.
There was probably four or five medias there. The Hill was
mm-hmm.
there
mm-hmm.
and that kind of thing. There was an NBC station there. So, you know, so we did, you know, talk to people
mm-hmm.
and talk to leaders.
And in the best sense, kind of shake them up.
Just to spread the word and say, you know, hey, there's more to mm-hmm. our issue,
mm-hmm.
and here's the reasons why mm-hmm. we want the registry abolished.
Mm-hmm.
Because it serves no purpose. It just puts a target on our families' backs.
And according to the majority, the overwhelming majority of studies, the registries mm-hmm. are counterproductive.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And when you have an organization like the National Center
mm-hmm.
that and the states that leave people on the registry even after they're dead.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes. You know, I don't think we have the Lazarus effect, really. But they do that
mm-hmm.
to make it look like they need more money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And again, there's been some very, very courageous people, I understand, in several states, including here, who have come out to say that, well, the more this is done here in the state of Arkansas, the more it's done in the state of so-and-so and so-and-so, the more that the groups are going to be getting from the federal government. So we got to keep those numbers up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and still, still, there's only 18 states that have complied, substantially complied. Nevada had kept it stayed off for 10 years with lawsuits. Maggie and Alina kept those stayed off. They are going into compliance, I think, October the 1st. And, you know, I had gone out there to testify with a therapist also. So, I mean, what does that say about something that's been around since 2006?
Well, following up on that, okay, what does, or maybe what should, Women Against Registries participation, you know, joining with FAM, with CURE, some of these other groups, what does or what should this tell you to tell all interested persons about forming alliances with other criminal justice reform groups? What lessons, what conclusions from this experience do you have about working with similar groups, similar oriented groups?
Well, I think it's very valuable, and you know, crossing arms is you see that in protest.
Well, strength in numbers. Strength in numbers.
And so, you know, while people have different advocacy efforts and beliefs, you know, then, you know, we try to, we've reached out to a multitude of different organizations, and we have invited and are still inviting different types of advocacy organizations to our conference. So it's important.
And where the expertise that WAR may have on one particular area of criminal justice reform could be matched with, say, well, FAM, for example, and you share, you compare, you contrast, you share your expertise. And more so, I think, you get the understanding that even though maybe your immediate priorities may differ, you have the common ground in that, well, criminal justice is something that is in great need, not only of attention, but of top-to-bottom reform.
Right, and we, and at the reform. We need more diversion programs that they use in other in drug courts and things like that.
Well, and programs that are already being done in other countries, for crying out loud.
Right, I know. And then, you know, we have drawn in a lot of people that have loved ones that are incarcerated, and they're affected by the mandatory minimum. And you have the state, and you have the federal mandatory minimum.
That's it.
And some of the states are actively working on either reducing or you know, something with their mandatory, their mandatory
minimum. Because the word is finally trickling in that it's not, what's the word, what, working?
Yeah. Well, all it's doing is making us, you know, stand up more so for being the incarceration nation. And I was at a an ATSA conference. There were three of us there last year in Kansas City. And they had a panel at an evening event, and Mike Miner, who was their president last year, the thing that he said is, he said, we are stuck in the punishment phase. We can't get out of that. And that's from the 70s and 80s. So, yeah, that's it.
There you go. Vicki, we're already at the bottom of the hour, believe it or not, so I'm going to take a very short diversion from you. Just hang in there with me.
Okay.
Because I've got a couple of things to bring up to the listening audience, and both of them have to do with a couple of upcoming events at the Central Arkansas Library System. Now, both of these events are coming this Saturday, the 21st of July, at the Milam, and I hope I pronounced that right, the Milam Library has its 25th anniversary celebration coming along, and that's going to be at 1 o'clock, again, Saturday the 21st, and 1 o'clock, oh, and that wonderful word, free, is on there. And this is going to be at the Max Milam Library, 609 Applin Avenue in Perryville. and it's celebrating the 25 years of service to Perry County. There will be two musical performances by Michael Hevner at 1 p.m. and again at 3 p.m., and a presentation of, and I'm quoting here, "The History of the Library in Perry County" by Tim Nutt at 2 p.m., and refreshments will be served. Now, also on the same day, there's the annual genealogy workshop, and that's going to go from 10 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. The cost, again, is also free. I don't have the information about the specific branch or branches of the library that's going to be there, but go online to the Cal's Library website, and you can get much more information about these two events that are coming up on Saturday, and you're going to be getting more information about the Central Arkansas Library System, a wonderful and much-needed system. Well, you've been listening to It Could Be You. I'm going to get back on to the interview with a very, very special guest, Vicki Henry, with Women Against Registry. But Vicki, before we get on there, I need to pass on something that just happened a few minutes ago, that we were talking about criminal justice reform, and a fellow walked right by the studio window, gave two big thumbs up. At least one of which I saw. The other one, I'm pretty sure it was a thumb. It was not one of the other things. But let's just put it this way. It was a very positive response. Mm-hmm. So words getting out, even if it's just to one person at a time, word is getting out. And how about spreading the word, again, about contact information for Women Against Registry?
Sure. You can reach us by sending an email to contact at womenagainstregistry.com or .org. You can reach us by mail by sending anything to Women Against Registry, Post Office Box 463, Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D, Missouri, 63010. Or you can call us at 800-311-3764. And now, I'm extension 1. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, there were a couple of things you touched on, and I think it's about time to spend a little bit more time on that. One is that you made mention of something like a sequel to this being in Washington that war is going to be part of or hosting a similar rally in Washington or a march on Washington next year.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The next year is the culmination of a three-year strategy, and that is being last year was year one, and it was, you know, trying to encourage people that, you know, we need to get in there and be encouraged and that kind of thing this year.
And to get people to listen to what you have to say.
Right. And then this year will be more about empowerment. And we have one lady that's coming in, and she has a program that just blew me away. And it's called Pathways to Empowerment. And she breaks down what people go through and the cycle and all of this stuff, and that is going to be very interesting.
So that's basically the theme, the goal for next year?
That's this year. That's this year. Next year is the third year of that three-year strategy. And it will be a conference, a march and rally, and it will also be pre-scheduled visits to our legislators up on the Hill. And Janice Bellucci we are collaborating with her and her group. She was a lobbyist on Capitol Hill, and she will train people before we go up there to meet with legislators.
I was going to say, any ideas to when this event would be coming along?
It's going to be March. It's going to be September the 10th and the 11th
of next year.
Washington, D.C. And we're already building. We're already building a team. It'll be introduced at the conference, and we have people around D.C., the states, and all of that that'll be working on it too.
Now, who should participate in this march next year, and why?
Anybody that believes that this has gone too far.
This, as in criminal justice reform, more specifically?
Are the punishment, the registry, and, you know, again, we're for abolishing it because of what it does to, and you know, we've had people stop, legislators stop and look at our banner and say, how can women be against a registry? Which, of course, opens the door. Let me tell you why.
Go for it.
We've had attorneys that have said, really? So they think that everybody's against the registry, and especially women. But that's not totally the true picture.
Okay.
So that, you know, that next year is going to be, you know, a full year we'll be leading up to. We'll be doing some things, getting ready for that, because as someone said, and someone that we both knew, who's now deceased, Christine, told me a long time ago, she said, you know, they have marches and rallies every day in D.C., and they don't pay any attention to them. And we have to make this the exception.
Okay. Well, playing devil's advocate with you for a moment, you said, and this could be where some people are going to kind of saying, what? They don't want to registry? They want to let all of those dangerous people out and loose where they could molest our kids again? And they get so wrapped up on that jumping to conclusions. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not really what war is attempting to do.
No, and the interesting part about it is that there are victims' rights advocates that have actually come out into the light and said, hey, the registry doesn't work. All the money you're using for these registries does not protect the public. How about taking some of that money and putting it over here and using it for our victims' treatment and recovery?
Or programs that would advocate restorative justice.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, you know, gosh, that makes too much sense. But and we do advocate, and we tell people, we tell legislators, you need to fund prevention programs like Stop It Now. We advocate, you know, for that group. We've talked to them, and you know, because we don't want children abused, in physically or sexually, and that kind of thing. So there's a lot of things that need to happen instead of the continuous waste of money and punitive punishment.
At which again and again and again, it must be pointed out that the research, peer-reviewed, proven research, is saying, it just doesn't work. Now, something else. Not only do you have this march, but it's also my understanding that war has recently begun having, if I'm not mistaken, well, your own national conference. Am I correct in that? And is that something that's coming up?
Right. Our conference, the second conference, will be a second annual conference. Will be coming up. Actually, it'll be going on a month from today. It starts the 17th of August. Mm-hmm. It starts at 1 o'clock.
And where?
It's at 5.
And where?
In St. Louis, in the St. Louis area. Mm-hmm. And then it goes all day on Saturday from 8 to 5.
Right.
And then 8 to noon on Sunday, and that's to give people a chance to fly or drive in and, you know, not have to pay for excessive amounts of hotel bills.
Well, okay, you said excessive amount bills. What about registration fees for the conference and hotel or other costs? Is there a way that they can get more detailed information about that by, for example, going to your website?
Yes. If you go to our landing page on our website, there'll be a link for the conference, and it'll give you the speakers that we've already announced and that kind of thing. So people can register. The we've had a graduated fee, just like Janice did, you know, starting at this. We ours was $100. $125, $150
Right.
So now it's $150. People can register under member, and they can come in for $100 registration fee. And we just ask that they dedicate at max 2 hours to help with tasks for the conference.
Gotcha.
And then the hotel that where it's going to be held, we have a block of rooms reserved, and they're $129 per night plus tax, and that can be either two queen beds or one king.
Now, and again, this they can find out much more detailed, much more in-depth information at your website, which once again is?
It's Women Against Registry is our website. We also have a Facebook page. We have a LinkedIn page and a Google Plus.
Okay. Now, just kind of as a teaser, could you give me, everybody listening in, an example of, say, one or two of the topics or one or two of the speakers who are going to be at the conference?
Sure. We are going to, well, we're going to have Dr. Lisa Sample, who's going to be coming in from the University of Nebraska. She's done, you know, a lot of studies and has, you know, compelling data. We are going to have Allison Ruttenberg, who's going to Skype in and talk about the Millard case in Colorado, which everybody's waiting to see.
Well, Millard case, what is that? For the benefit of the audience, what is that?
Okay. It's the case that Allison won in Colorado at the Colorado Supreme Court level. So, and it's actually called the registry, parts of the registry, cruel and unusual.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, it calls it states unconstitutional. And so we're waiting to see if SCOTUS decides to hear it. And if they take it up, that'll be great. And the, you know, they will ask the Solicitor General if he thinks they should apply it wider than the people on the actual suit. And then they will either, you know, they'll hear it or not hear it. So
Now, as I asked a couple of minutes ago about the march or the rally in Washington for this conference coming up. As you see it, who should or who needs to attend conferences like yours?
Well, anybody that wants to be a sponge.
A sponge?
And you're going like a sponge? Yeah, a sponge. We would like for people to come and learn and absorb all of this data that that's going to be given out there and everything.
And to have a few eyes opened in the process.
Yes. And learn how to. We're going to have Janice and Guy Hamilton Smith are going to do a workshop on how to tell your story, and then Laurie Jo Reynolds is going to do a section on testifying, and so. Anybody, you know, and it may sound strange to be a sponge, but we've used that in the Christian community before about, you know, absorbing all you can. So we want anybody that wants to get involved and help. And if, you know, I understand a lot of people don't have a lot of time, a lot of money, and that kind of thing, but we need people to get involved.
Well, now, speaking of involvement, if there are some people who might need a little, kickstart in order to get there. And let me just throw this out as a possible example. Your first conference was last year. Can interested parties access videos or other links to last year's conference to kind of get a sampling of what you're doing, of what to expect at this year's conference, or maybe what to expect at other events at which WAR is going to be a part of?
Absolutely. We have the sessions that were recorded. Of course, Miriam Aukerman's was not recorded because anybody that talks about, a lawsuit or something.
Right. If it's an ongoing lawsuit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they don't want. But anyway, yes, they can. Mm-hmm. And the presentation this year, mm-hmm. as soon as we can get them mm-hmm. up, they will be up on the website. Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, we have a lady that came in and did some filming with us maybe about 4 years ago called End of Love. Mm-hmm. And Guy Hamilton Smith was their featured person. And so they're coming in to do some filming, of him. Uh-huh. And they're also going to participate in the conference.
Okay. Well, I was able to find kind of a rundown on your last year's conference. Mm-hmm. And what really caught my eye, among other things, there was attention given to a project with, mm-hmm. it almost sounds like an insecticide, LRID, Legal Reform of the Intellectually and Developmentally Delayed. Now, that caught my eye. What's all this about? Are you going to be having kind of a sequel or a follow-up at your conference next month?
Yes, we are. And LRID, when we had them last year, mm-hmm. they were not really formed too much at that point. Mm-hmm. But how many of us knew that there were people, guys, that had some form of autism or mm-hmm. a learning disability who mm-hmm. were also registrants?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I didn't. I didn't think about it mm-hmm. until I actually went to a family's hearing mm-hmm. Close by in St. Louis.
Right.
And that's when I go, oh, my gosh. Then I learned that there's also people that are blind that are registrants.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How?
And we will be inviting them next year because there is a blind institute in D.C.
Well, for heaven's sake. And, mm-hmm. and now you got my antenna going that this is new to me. This is mm-hmm. news to me as well. So, wow, mm-hmm. that's all I can. Okay.
Yeah.
So, so the conference, other conferences like this, actions like that, okay, these are, again, challenging, as I asked you earlier in the program, a lot of the myths, a lot of the misinformation that are still persisting about people who mm-hmm. are on the registry, their families, everything like that. And so what you're doing, this is kind of a response to the myths information that we've got out there. Yeah, I'm so discombobulated. I'm tripping over my own tongue right now. So, how else are you using the conference, for example, to fight these myths, these misinformations, or at the very least to get the news out that a lot of people don't have the complete story?
Well, I think as I go, and I've been doing this a long time, mm-hmm. but as I go, I can tell you that being against the registry mm-hmm. is not an easy job
mm-hmm.
because there's so many closed doors and there's so many organizations that the Christian community, trying to get some pastors to come in and talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's, and of course we got the Me Too thing going on right now.
Right.
But so there's just so many things that need to be done mm-hmm. and people that need to be, engaged, face to face and that kind of thing. But it's challenging.
Well, it would also strike me that one of the things to do, and it seems like you are doing it, that other criminal justice reforms are doing it with their priorities, everything. But one of the most important things that seems to be going along, that seems to be emerging, is the task, the crusade, however you want to describe it, to let people out there know you're not alone.
Yes, and that's why, I mean, I have talked to, just a case in point, mm-hmm. when we mail out the snail mail letters,
uh-huh.
We did that in Nevada, and we had a couple of meetings there, and one lady opened the letter,
mm-hmm.
was crying, mm-hmm. and handed it to her husband.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't even talk.
Mm-hmm.
And he called us.
Mm-hmm.
So they had no, I can't tell you how many times that we've been told we didn't know,
mm-hmm.
there was anybody out there that cared.
Or who could say, been there, done that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or anybody that is trying to help us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And would you say that that is maybe one of, if not the most important goal of the conference, aside from legal reform? Would you say that letting people know that you're not alone, that there are people who fully understand where you've come from, the hell that you've been through?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's very important to, mm-hmm. be able to relate to people,
mm-hmm.
and on a, you know, on a human level,
mm-hmm.
and to say, you know, I've had fathers call and crying, mm-hmm. because they couldn't go to their child's high school graduation.
Yes. Oh yes. Mm-hmm.
And grandfathers, and I cry with them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like, don't get me started.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's so important to bring it down to the human level and, mm-hmm. say, we're all in this together, and that's quoting Janice. We're all in this together, and we can do this.
So. Well, it really strikes me that you quoted like over 900,000 people who are on the registry in this country,
mm-hmm.
and someone else was saying, okay, to really emphasize the damage or the impact, okay. Go on the assumption, I was told, that every person on the registry, if you average it out, a spouse and maybe two children, you know, just on the average, okay,
mm-hmm.
multiply the 904,000 plus, okay, by what, three or four, okay, and what do you have? You've got between 3 and 4 million,
mm-hmm.
Americans who, mm-hmm. are directly impacted.
Right. Impacted, mm-hmm. yeah. And that's the absolute truth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our senior advisor, John, he and I go and do,
mm-hmm.
different things, you know, hold meetings,
mm-hmm.
whatever, and he was at different conferences.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to people, she talks to people no matter where.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She educates people in Uber cabs and elevators and, mm-hmm. airports.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the only one that does that.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. But
it's
important.
Yeah, it's so important enough that mm-hmm. I'm guessing that maybe war advocacy, okay, is even one person at a time,
mm-hmm.
is a victory.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Gotcha.
Right. And people look at me and say, well, you know, I'm mad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go, well, how mad are you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you mad enough to get involved? And are you mad enough to get educated? There's like a three-prong approach.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't originate this.
Mm-hmm.
Janice didn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, educate, legislate, and litigate.
It's
been around for a while.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, with that in mind, I know we've only got a few minutes left, but
yeah.
Let's turn to the litigate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That there have been so many arguments, so many articles, so many reports that have come out about sex offender reform, criminal justice reform. They often center on changing,
mm-hmm.
or maybe in another scenario, throwing out an already existing law, state law, federal law, and so on. Now, you have, with your address, WAR, for example, is headquartered in the neighboring state of Missouri. Okay, so let's use Missouri as an example, as a case study, okay? Is there a particular law or set of laws that are getting the legal attention of WAR at the present time?
Well, the unfortunate thing is that the state of Missouri,
mm-hmm.
became SORNA substantially compliant mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. 2011, mm-hmm. which was the same year that war came up, mm-hmm. was organized. Mm-hmm. So we've been in substantial compliance. Mm-hmm. Now, unfortunately, they went over and above the minimums that the SMART office set out, and mm-hmm. they made everybody lifetime registration. And then they went back and they've had laws that have, you know, pulled people up on the registry that were never mandated to register. Then laws have changed. They bounced. I know two people that I can recall that have been bounced on and off for mm-hmm. several years. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so then last year there was a bill mm-hmm. That was started in the House, and it was started by a representative who had a family on the registry. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anyway, and then this year they were turned out, and so they called last year the third rail. Okay, so uh-huh. yeah, it's called a third rail.
Okay.
And, you know, they'll start to advocate for stuff that they were afraid to lose their seat for if they did.
Gotcha.
Okay. So then mm-hmm. this year, they had dual bills running in the House and the Senate. Mm-hmm. It's Senate Bill 655. Mm-hmm. Okay, it did pass. It was there were three options. Of course, we had a change of governor.
Right.
So it compounded everything. So the governor could either sign the bill, mm-hmm. ignore the bill, mm-hmm. or veto the bill.
Right.
If he signed it, of course, it became law. If he ignored it, it became law. But he signed it recently. Mm-hmm. So it will go into effect in latter part of next month. We're going to have somebody explain it. An attorney is going to explain it at the conference, along with the 8th District lawsuit that was filed here. But it is putting people in tears. And some people are going to be, you know, there is a process to step down. Mm-hmm. And some people will be able to get off. And so,
well, it strikes me that there is some progress being made, and we're almost out of time. Let me just finish mm-hmm. with this, that it strikes me that the federal courts in particular have been taking a look at sex offender laws, the entire concept of the registry, the mm-hmm. so-called Packingham and the Doe's v. Snyder cases. Mm-hmm. So it's not like that you don't have some ammunition. But mm-hmm. it's still not going to be a done deal, at least for a time. And, Vicki,
exactly.
I hate to say this, but we're just about out of time. Very, very mm-hmm. quickly, contact okay. information for WAR. One more time, please.
Okay. Women Against Registry. Contact at womenagainstregistry.com, mm-hmm. 800-311-3764.
Okay. Vicki Henry, I am going to metaphorically arm twist you into coming back on to the program at some point in the future. I'm hoping, though, that the arm twisting will be only momentarily done and painless.
Yeah, it's done.
Okay. Well, Vicki, okay. many, many thanks for being part of this week's It Could Be You, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye
now. Bye.